Thank you, Catherine, for setting a tone. I would like to share a spiritual practice also, something that's I've been doing for years and has benefited me, and has, I guess, brought a certain amount of peace into my life. This is something that I undertake, by the way, with a great deal of humility, because I am aware that there are people in this room who are who may be further along the spiritual path, I suppose you could say, than I. But it's something that has benefited me quite a bit, and I hope it will. There are parts of this that you can take with you. In service prep, I was asked if we could practice this tonight, and unfortunately, I mean, I think we can informally. I don't know if we want to try to formally practice this in this room. It's kind of a nature meditation, or at least that's the way, that's the entry point into it. I like to do it outside with the cooperation of Mother Nature, ideally. But you're welcome to take whatever you can from this and employ it here and now. But I'll go ahead and just describe the whole thing. This is something that I was introduced to by a wise psychotherapist that I worked with many years ago. And I took it off and worked with it myself, and it kind of mutated the way things will for a few years. And then I shared it with a meditation instructor that I was working with, who suggested adding a piece, which actually worked very nicely with it. So it's kind of a hodgepodge. I don't think it has a name that I know of. It doesn't have a source that I can cite. I call it looking for beauty, which is basically the core of it. And right away, that may sound kind of obvious to look for beauty, but it's actually a meditation. It's the object of the meditation is looking for beauty. So just like any meditation, if you find your mind wandering, if you find thoughts, physical sensations, emotions becoming predominant, you gently bring your attention back to the object of meditation, in this case, looking for beauty. And there are some tricks to this. I usually do it, of course, outside, and also when I'm exercising. I do a lot of walking and biking, so it comes naturally to me. And that helps right away, because obviously nature is just replete with beauty, but also you're moving through it. So you're constantly shifting. There's a never-ending stream of beauty available to you out in the world. Some other tricks that I employ that work for me, and I don't know if this will work for everybody, but looking for reflections, things like shadows, perspective, just places where the light is playing around. I also sometimes scan the horizon if I need to connect with this. So I'll just start at a point and just work my way across the microphone and around the horizon. And what happens is anything that you practice, of course, you get better at. So with time, I mean, the object of the meditation, I should say, is not to find beauty. The object is looking for beauty. So it doesn't matter if you don't find it technically, but you will find it. You'll find it all over the place. If you do find it, I guess I could say, you haven't succeeded and you're not done. You don't just say, well, okay, there's a flower that's beautiful. I'm just going to stop and I'm just going to consume this with my eyes. No, it's you return to the object of meditation. Again, you're meditating. So it not only has the benefits of meditation in terms of focusing your, or practicing the ability to focus your attention and to choose what to think about instead of just being dragged along by whatever thoughts happen to come into your mind, but also, for me at least, it softens me to the beauty all around me. And that's the part about peace, I guess, is that, I should move on. That's only part one. Part two, which my meditation instructor suggested, is combining this with a gratitude practice. So when I do see beauty, I say thank you. I don't know what I'm thanking necessarily. Sometimes it feels like I'm thanking whatever beauty I'm seeing, or it could be an inanimate object or something, a life form, or it could be God, it could be a cloud. But that's not as important, I think, as just saying those words, which we could almost try that indoors if you want. You may have done this before, but if you just say thank you, it has a distinct, if minor, impact, I guess, on your neurotransmitters or whatever's going on. It actually improves your mood just a little titch. I guess where I was, I interrupted myself, but it all becomes a habit. I find now that I walk outside, and I'm not planning to do this at the moment, but I hear myself say thank you. I just spotted something, and I enter the practice spontaneously, sort of. So that's it. Thank you. And I do encourage you to notice, as I sit down, that there is beauty in this room. There is beauty everywhere. And just try to play around with this. You know, see if it works for you tomorrow when the sun's out, if you remember to do it. So that's it. Thank you.